That night, in that train station, I mean, here, in this place. After all the doors had been locked, and all the gates chained shut, after all the employees had gone off to their homes, there were, that night, I mean, this night, tonight, this same persistent state of darkness, there were still... There were four of us there. Four of us. Four stranded travelers, I suppose, four strangers to one another, who remained together inside, in that dark, cavernous hall, that structure designed for the coming and going, the intersection of thousands of lives. There were, that night, which is the same night as this night, in that place, which is the same damn place as this, there were exactly four of us. I was quite sure of that. Of our number, I mean, our cardinality, our fourness. As that night began, I mean, when the last padlock clicked shut and the term of our enclosure commenced, what I did, to keep myself busy, I began to count. It's just a nervous habit of mine. I count people. I've done it my whole life, in classrooms, in taverns, on all sorts of public transportation. I like the size of whatever set I belong to be, I mean, to have, a fixed value. Now, at that moment, I had, as yet, no cause to suspect that my ability to manipulate the small whole numbers and assign them one by one to a nearby assortment of perambulatory objects, human or otherwise, was an ability that could go out of whack. And there was no indication, not the tiniest clue, that one or more of my companions might turn out to be a numerical illusion, a quantitative phantom produced by some arithmetical disease. I mean, listen, put yourself here, on this bench, in my position. It's late. The doors are locked. Footsteps reverberate. At such a time, in such a place, why would you ever even consider the idea that the man or woman walking right past you or standing beside you might be nothing but a teratoma, a benign but disfiguring tumor of your mind, a supernumerary weed that has secretly sprouted on some neglected vacant lot in your private mental map of the miniature community that has joined you for a few uneasy hours in the place where you happen to be? No, I don't think you would entertain that notion, and neither did I. Sometimes I counted while seated here like this, sometimes while standing, and now and then, for a change, I'd go up to the lower balcony, up the marble staircase, one of the four, or were there eight, curving and redundant staircases, swirling up to that elliptical walkway where I could get a better angle, a more comprehensive point of view. Over and over again I counted, now with swift, firm gestures of my right hand, and now with nods of my head so slight that even I could hardly notice. One. Two. Three. One, two, three. Four.